So you have a song that you wanted to highlight. It's called I Should Leave. It's very personal, very intimate. Tell us a bit about this song.
Well, I picked this song because I think it's relatable to everyone right now, being that it's about isolation. It's about, you know, feeling trapped. And I also have been really inspired by the people coming out right now about sexual assault in the Burger Records community. And I wrote this song after I was assaulted, and I never released it because it's such a vulnerable song. And then it was on the first release that I did during quarantine. And I just felt like it's time to address these issues in music scenes. It's been time, and it's painful, but it's progress as we have more of these conversations. So here's probably one of the songs that I've written about this, but I kind of wanted to just dedicate it to other survivors, and it's about feeling alone, but sometimes when you know other people feel alone, you feel less alone.
For people who don't know what's happening with Burger Records, can you explain a little bit what's happening there?
Well, it's a record label out of LA, and they have, for I think over a decade, have been creating a really toxic environment where underage women have been sexually assaulted.
I've seen some of the back and forth about the Burger Records situation. You know, as you say, it's underage girls. There have also been women who have been assaulted or harassed in these situations. It's been interesting to see so many men participating in this conversation because they tend to come at it from very different places. Some of them seem to be in denial. Some of them perhaps just didn't know what was going on. Some weirdly feel vindicated for not liking the record label for some reason. But few of them seem to really dive into what these experiences really meant for the women inside of this scene that is dominated by men. I know that you had difficulty when you came forward. What was it like talking about this with people in a scene that, yes, is dominated by men?
I mean, it's really difficult, or it's been really difficult to try and come forward after being assaulted. You're not believed, you feel ostracized, you know, and it really keeps you away from doing what you love, which is playing music. And that is a huge consequence. There's so much music that is not being made right now because of the toxic music scenes that allow people to be sexually assaulted. I mean, this is a societal problem. But I think it's really prevalent in probably all music scenes across America. And it's really difficult to come forward, but I think survivors are supporting each other more. And that's how people are able to talk about this now.
Yeah. Well, thank you for talking about it. I know it's not easy. And, you know, I think something that we don't always say inside of this conversation is no one is owed that part of you just because you've been victimized by someone. That doesn't mean the world is owed your story. So I appreciate you sharing it.
Thank you.
So here it is. I Should Leave.
Does anyone notice the difference in my smile? The dullness of my hellos, and sometimes I can't speak at all. home. It's best that I stay home.